Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, dictating an endoscopy report on Dawn Mason, date of birth 11/18/1954, date of procedure May 21st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Your referring physician is Dr. Edmund Delgado. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, EMR with hemoclip deployment times one, and cold biopsies. Indication is dysphagia, heartburn, dyspepsia, colorectal cancer, screening, personal history of colon polyps. Description procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Physician malignancy were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Well lubricated limbs, video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Period, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Arch was obtained at the cardia, period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, a digital rectal. Exam was performed, a well-lubricated limbs video colonoscope was introduced in direct and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of folds. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period, a retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period, Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, good prep. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Given the dysphagia, next line, the Z line was regular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. Common biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation for dysphagia, next line. There was a 4-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia, next line. There was a diminutive polyp noted within the hiatal hernia sac. Chemical biopsy polypectomy was performed to remove the polyp. Next line, overall widely patent esophagus. Next line, gastric erythema was noted. There was patchy gastric erythema noted. Chemical biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next time, Boston bowel prep score is graded as 7, 2-3-2, good prep, next time. There was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp, a cold biopsy polypectomy, next time. There was an approximately 8 mm ascending colon sessile polyp, a cold snare polypectomy, next time. There was an ascending colon diminutive polyp that was sessile and removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was a descending colon sessile diminutive polyp, removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was approximately 8 mm sigmoid colon sessile polyp, removed cold snare polypectomy. Next time. In the sigmoid colon at 60 centimeters, in the sigmoid colon at 60 centimeters from the anal verge, there was noted to be an approximately 2-centimeter sessile polyp. This was injected with saline to create a lift and removed with hot snare to polypectomy with fulguration of the edges, comma, EMR technique, comma, a clip was placed over the defect with good hemostasis achieved. Next slide. There was a narrowed and staphic left colon. With evidence of mild diverticulosis coli, next line. There was slightly discolored rectal mucosa that was darker. Without evidence of friability or ischemia noted, comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out underlying disease process. Next line. Recommend. There was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae with two that were slightly larger than the rest. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation of histology. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were small in size, noted on retroflexion and non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend. Interval EGD based on pathology of the polyp. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Next line. We'll follow up on biopsies of the rectal mucosa for next steps. Delete that. We'll follow up biopsies of the rectal mucosa closely. Next line. Follow up in offices previously scheduled.